Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is Deandra Cartwright and you're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're joining us for the first time, the Happy Hour is 1 hour of just pure goodness, where we feature individual and groups in the country, Bahamians around the world, generally persons who are doing great things in the community. We don't hear enough about the positivity around us, but it does exist. And so this show exists solely to highlight that, because we all need to pick me up. We all need to know more about the goodness around us because it's there. So if you or a group that you know is doing great things, and it doesn't matter the age, please let me know. It doesn't matter where you are, because with technology, it can find you no matter where and highlight you so that we can share your story with the rest of the Bahamas and the rest of the world. With that being said, I know y'all are waiting for us to go over our February self-trust exercise, but we have such a full show today that we're not going to get into that. But I promise you that I will bring that up in a future show and we will complete our self-trust exercise for February. I also found some other good things, so you're going to need to have your notebook ready for next Saturday. Wonderful. Speaking about that, if you're at the wine and art event, please visit yours truly. I will be out there with my jewelry, handmade jewelry, because I have hobbies outside of radio. Yay. Speaking about things outside of radio, have y'all ever heard about the National Youth Ambassador Corps? Have y'all ever heard about National Youth Parliament? Do y'all know that we have young people that are sitting in powerful seats able to cause change inside this country? Well, if you didn't know, we brought some of them on the show today so they can talk to you a little bit more about what in the world is the National Youth Ambassador Corps, what is a National Youth Ambassador, and why did they choose to get involved with this particular program. So joining me today is none other than Lauren Hasty with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, the Department of Youth. We also have Miss Amber Turner and Mr. Joshua Cartwright. Now, y'all know I like the people with the big time names, the big time titles and stuff coming on here, because they are great people in their organization. So they are superstars to me. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves so that they can, you can also hear from them the energy, the passion, the enthusiasm of who they are, what they do, and why. But before we get to that, I just want them to say their name and their titles, because they got like 50 different titles. I think Amber has like 20 right now. Joshua has about 15 or so. I don't know. And then Lauren is right in the back there just coordinating all this good stuff. So I will start with Lauren. Lauren, who are you and what do you do over there at the Ministry of Youth?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. So my name is Lauren AC. I am a youth officer within the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, working for the Division of Youth. So professionally, I am the officer in charge of the National Youth Ambassador Corps and the National Youth in Parliament Program, also known as the National Youth Assembly. Outside of that, I am a mental health counselor and youth advocate. You could call all those nice things behind a world changer, I guess. You could add those to the list. So right now, this has been my main focus and my work and my push, helping these young people finish out their projects, help them to enter different spaces and scopes within our country.
Now, I hope y'all hear how humble this woman sounds. What she ain't telling y'all is that she works hard. This lady does not stick to a 9 to 5. She is all about the young people. She always been about the young people. And she's been working. Tell the people, because you young person, how long you been working over there at the Ministry of Youth now?
So I've been working with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture since 2019. Hmm. Officially, I've put in about 6 years within the Bahamas government, but I've always been a part of youth work, from being a youth leader at my church. I'm always involved in something with young people. So I like to tell people I stumbled into youth work. This wasn't what I thought was going to be my profession. I thought I was going to go into, mental health practice, have my own practice at this time. And God had something else for me. I found myself in the Division of Youth and I'm still there working and helping young people. I love my job. I love what we get to do. And I think our nation doesn't really know much about what we do until they come and be a part of it. So we are working on improving that.
Listen, I hope you all hear the enthusiasm in this young woman's voice. She's been working officially with the Young People STEM for almost 10 years. And she was saying she'd been doing this from before that time. And talk, I go whisper this to y'all. She's trying to say she know how she get it, but that sound like divine providence right there. You know, God was aligning that for her. Because some people got a calling on their life that they don't see until God put them in their path of purpose. My goodness. Y'all forget I was supposed to be a priest at one point in time. So yes, glory be. Speaking of which, let's move on to my good Anglican folk. Joining us also is Miss Amber Turner now. After she done tell y'all what her role is in the Youth Ambassador Corps and who she is and what she's been doing, because outside of the Corps, she's a whole celebrity. But she's actually representing our country on the international stage right now, and we have to give her that kudos. So, Amber, tell us, who are you again?
Hi, everyone. So my name is Amber Turner. I am currently the Dean of the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. I'm also the Youth Ambassador to the United Nations. But beyond the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, I am a climate and environmental scientist, a youth advocate, and right now I am the 2026 EOSIS Fellow for the Bahamas, stationed at the Permanent Mission in New York.
Now she being humble, humble right there. Y'all see how modest these folks is. I love that, you know. God would be pleased. But Amber, you know, the people listening may not know what in the world is EOSIS. What does that mean? What is that prestigious position? Tell us more.
So, within the United Nations, the Alliance of Small Island States is a negotiating bloc that the Bahamas is a part of. And every year, from their 39 sits, they pick 10 fellows. And so I was selected out of 29 applicants to be one of four Caribbean fellows for this year. And so I will be in New York until the end of the year, learning about diplomacy, how the inner workings of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, what negotiations look like, everything about diplomacy and international relations.
Listen, beautiful, good stuff right there. My goodness. Now, you know, we're going to have to come back to you to talk about how do you balance all these beautiful things. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Her Excellency Amber Turner. She's a National Youth Ambassador. She's the Dean of the Court. I mean, she's the boss woman. I don't know. They could tell us more about what that means. And she is joined by His Excellency Joshua Cartwright. Before y'all start, this is not my first cousin. He may be a cousin somewhere down the line, but he's a good Long Island man, even though he grew up on New Providence. Everything cool. So, Joshua, tell us, who are you and what is your role in the National Youth Ambassadors Corps?
Hello, 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 everybody, and Bianjo. Thank you for having us. I am Joshua Cartwright. I am a National Youth Ambassador at large, and I work closely also with the National Youth Assembly. So I am able to kind of bridge the gap between both the co-op and the assembly and provide updates on both fronts.
I like that. You also have some positions outside of the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. You've been doing youth work for since you were a toddler, I feel, right? So tell us a little bit more about that.
I started around, I would say, the ninth grade, but I worked closely with the Diocesan Youth Department for the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas on the Turks and Caicos Islands, which would have afforded me the opportunity to work with Christian youth movement, Anglican young adults, the Guild of St. Ambrose, which would be the acolytes or the altar boys, as people would affectionately know them as. And it has allowed me to travel throughout the diocese of North Carolina and the province at large. And I am also currently serving as the chairman for the Youth and Mentorship Committee on the Anglican Church Men Council. So that affords me the opportunity to work with young people throughout the diocese as a mentor, as an advocate, and as a guide.
I hope y'all heard this young man right here. He grounded in church. My, y'all keep saying that we losing our young. No, we're not. because we have examples like Joshua that exists, and we need to focus on the goodness that's around us. So, Joshua, thank you so much for sharing with us all that you have been doing. It gives hope to know that our young men and Amber, that our young women are doing great things, not just here, but also abroad. Now, speaking about doing great things, we keep talking about this National Youth Ambassadors Corps. What is it exactly? I heard a title, but what is it and what do y'all do? You got the experts. I got two ambassadors and I got the coordinator.
Well, I
Go
guess to jump on that
ahead.
question. So when we think about ambassadors, when we think about ambassadors in our country, they go out, they make connections and relationships with various countries, other professionals, and they make sure that those benefits are seen at home. And so what the National Youth Ambassadors Corps aims to do is to teach young people about diplomacy, teach young people about what it looks like to be a diplomat, how to act like a diplomat, and to give kudos to Miss Deandra Cartwright, who has taught us so much in the diplomacy space, who has taught us what it looks like to recognize cues and to speak properly and to how to conduct yourself in meetings. So just it's a program that is geared towards individuals who want to be of service to their country one day and where they can start and be a training ground for better things to come.
That was quite comprehensive, and I see Joshua and Lauren had something to add to that. But y'all know I don't like talking about myself too much because I tend to be trying to help other people out most time. But thank you, Amber, for being so kind, ladies and gentlemen. If you did hear, yes, I'm a mentor for the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. They cannot get rid of me, and I cannot get rid of them because they love me and I love them. So here we go. Now, Lauren, you're the coordinator for this, so you have how many National Youth Ambassadors currently exists? Like how many of them are there?
So at this time, we have 14 ambassadors. So we have high school ambassadors, ambassadors at large, ambassadors attached to the United Nations, ambassadors attached to CARICOM. Moving forward with this new cohort, there is a possibility of having one more organization, in which we can attach a youth ambassador to, but that is still being worked out at the moment. But with all of these young people in these positions, it gives young people the opportunity to represent their country on a national and international scale. So, like Amber said, bridging those gaps and making sure that the Bahamas is represented, making sure that the issues that are going on in our country are also considered where we are attached to these groups, and making sure that the techniques or maybe the offers to change some of the things going on in our nation are also provided to us as well.
Makes sense, makes sense. Now, Joshua, we've heard from Amber, what is the role of an ambassador? But what's the importance of having a youth ambassador? What have you seen in your experience to truly be the essence of your purpose?
Representation. I believe that throughout our tenure thus far, we have had the opportunity to show young people that they are represented in spaces that they don't even know about. They are represented to people that they may not have even met before or even know existed. And so we have the opportunity to take the youth agenda, which is one agenda for everybody throughout the country. And we get to widespread it and streamline it throughout the entire country in every space, on every platform, everywhere that we go. So representation is our biggest purpose. And it's also the reality that we get to be for young people what they can be years from now. When I was 5 years old, I knew nothing about an ambassador, but we have young people who are 5 years old. We have young people who are as close as sixth grade who now knows that they are young diplomats, and I can be one of them too.
I love that. I really do. Amber, you had something to say. I see it.
Yeah, I mean, even to just add to what Joshua was saying, I think the Ambassadors Corps is such a good opportunity to be a voice for the marginalized. You know, I think that there are a lot of youth within our country that want opportunities but can't see themselves in certain positions, and it seems so far away. And so being a person that is able to represent women, represent Family Islands, big up Grand Bahama, and just represent individuals who may not be able to see themselves in national programs. It just puts into perspective that nothing is out of reach, no matter what area you come from in the Bahamas, what constituency you live in, et cetera. It's just about if you have a desire for service, you can be in a position.
I love that. I love that. Now, is it possible that Amber or Joshua, you can share with us what has been an example in your experience of the impact of either you individually or the core collectively on policy making or shifting the mindset of persons in power or even your peers?
I may have a biased response simply because I am a high school counselor, so I get to work with students all day, every day, and I love it. But being able to share experiences with my students, because I do ensure that most of the spaces that I am in, they get to be in them as well. So they get to see me outside of the office. They get to see like my passion, what I actually get to do. And so throughout the time, you get to see that. For them, it moves beyond, oh, it's not even a field trip anymore. This is now a space where I get to see what is happening and I want to vocalize my opinions on it. I want to go back and do research on it. And I then want to go back to my school with my peers and share with them what is really happening. And so it gives young people the opportunity, particularly in the spaces that I am in, to recognize what is happening. Find their level of understanding with it. They ask questions as necessary. They process it and then they encapsulate it and carry it to their peers. And so now you have an entire school that is constantly hearing, oh, well, Mr. Cartwright carried us here. And when he was here, we get to speak about this. So now you all get to hear about it, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally. And so when we look at policy making, we now have a space where young people can hear or be exposed to policies, whether it's international or locally, and they get to sit down and discuss it for themselves, see how it relates to them, how it possibly affects them, what about those policies can affect them, and then they take the opportunity that they have through me to say, okay, well, Mr. Cartwright, this is what we see. This is what we see can possibly be added. So how can we then go about ensuring that that has changed?
It sounds like you have a whole forum set up with your peers, with younger folk, with all of those who define themselves as you throughout the country. So your impact isn't just in your immediate circle, if it extends far beyond. But that actually brought something to mind: forums. Y'all just recently facilitated a forum, and y'all have been doing a series of those. So tell us a little bit more about your outreach efforts as the National Youth Ambassador Corps.
So, as a core, we've been able to host a plethora of initiatives. So, the most recent initiative was the Mental Health Day held at, oh, I forgot the name of the school, Miss Hasty.
St. John.
Not St. John's, the Mental Health.
Oh, sorry, CV Batha.
Yes, CV Bethel. See, we doing so much work. It's very hard to keep up. So we had a mental health day with the students of CV Bethel, and it was really focused on everything related to mental health. And that was such an amazing opportunity for the students to interact with professionals and to get hands-on materials if they are struggling with their mental health. And then beyond that, we've had national youth forums. One was held at St. John's, one was held at the Nassau Village Community Center, all focused on different themes. The one at St. John's was focused on suicide and mental health, and the one at the Nassau Village Community Center was focused on climate change and disastrous management. And so being able to hold those forums where individuals can come and learn and to give them firsthand knowledge is very important. But even beyond the forums, we've had ambassadors who have been able to go outside of the country to travel and to be present at different international and regional forums that their voices have been included in policy. So our CARICOM Youth Ambassadors participated in the CARICOM Youth Ambassadors program that allowed them to talk about policy and make sure that Bahamian perspectives were included. The Youth Ambassadors to the United Nations. We've attended the Economic and Social Council Youth Forum just to make sure that Bahamian views and Caribbean views are on the docket, and just to make sure that our challenges and our opportunities and our ideas are not left out of regional and international spaces. And so when we think about the impact of this program, how it is creating ripple effects at home, regionally and abroad, I think the ministry did an amazing thing by bringing it back and giving young people the opportunity to be a part.
It really does sound like y'all be doing a lot. Like, so how do y'all balance being an ambassador with all of the other things that y'all are trying to do? Because some of y'all are in high school, some of y'all are in college, some are already working, some are abroad doing many types of things at once. Some are involved with a lot of other civic organizations. So how do you all balance, or what would be your advice to somebody wanting to apply for the program and they're already involved with something else?
I think I want to preface and say that the National Youth Ambassadors Corps is completely voluntary. So for those out there who think that it is a paid position, it is not. It is strictly for love of country and for wanting to be involved in seeing your country progress and seeing the youth of your country progress. And so, one, it's voluntary, and two, understanding that this is something that I'm passionate about. So, you are, like you said, we have professionals, we have medical doctors, we have individuals who are abroad studying. One of our ambassadors is in Africa studying, one is in the Netherlands, one is in London at the Center of the Commonwealth. I'm in New York. We have ambassadors who are entrenched in their different areas of expertise, and it all circles back to this is what I'm passionate about, and this is the change that I want to see. And so, when you have that at the core of what you're doing, you are more likely to make sure that this thing succeeds, that you put this thing first, and making sure that you allocate time, you allocate resources, to show up to meetings, to show up to forums, to make sure when you're in the public space that you put your best foot forward. So it's really passion that is driving, how we balance it all.
I love that because you're gonna need passion and energy to make it happen. And as young people, we have the energy. Just gotta channel it in the right ways. And the National Youth Ambassadors Corps program is one of those avenues to channel. Now, Joshua, I saw you were coming at the same time as Amber. What do you want to add to that point?
I absolutely love the fact that Amber brought in passion, because when you're working in passion, balance isn't always necessary, because everything that you do becomes aligned with the work that you are doing. And so the things that you're advocating for are things you're passionate about. The things that your agenda is focused on are things that you want to see happen. And so it's not like it's completely separate from professional life and then ambassadorship, or education and ambassadorship. Everything is in one. And I think the team at the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, the Division of Youth, they do a very good job at helping you to form that alliance, so that the work and the passion that you have is natural.
And we love a natural approach to these things. So I wonder, and don't worry, Miss Hasty, we're going to come to you so you can tell people how they can apply for the program, because I think there's only a couple more weeks left to go through, and you can tell us about what requirements folks need to have, but I think we need to hear a little bit more from our current ambassadors. Who do you all think should apply for this? Who do you think should get involved? What's necessary? What, can I be too old, too young? What is it? Do I need to like to travel, or do, what are you looking, what are you looking for? Who do you think should be a part of this program?
Young people who has a vision for the country, who sees the country in its current state, and who has an idea of what they wanted to see it become, and young people who have a passion for being around young people. Because it's not about selfish agendas or politics. It's simply about knowing that you want to leave a legacy that other young people can thrive off of, and other young people can build off of a foundation. And so, young people who are passionate about the work of youth and nation building, national development, I would suggest you apply. And anyone between the ages of 16 and 35, I believe it is. Let's say 16 to
29,
30.
29.
29, 29, 29, 16 to 39. And
29. My Joshua,
29. 29.
listen, Joshua's like, you're as young as you feel, man. You're as young as you feel. But you have to be between the ages of 16 to 29 to apply for this particular thing. There's no application fee. There is a form, and you have to supply some documents for the most part, but we'll jump over to Ms. Hayes. You can tell us, well, what do people need to do? Is it online? Is it paper? Is it fax? Is it email? What are we doing? How do I get this over to you? And
So
if I'm a minor, if I'm under the age of 18, who's supposed to help me with this application? Because I probably, I'm hoping that our minors would have different guidance.
oh, definitely. So our application can be found on the My Gateway website. You do have to be 18 or older to have an account. So for those of you under the age of 18, let an adult have their account on My Gateway for you, and you will be able to access the application. You just need to be a Bahamian youth within the age ranges of 16 to 29. If you are passionate about being an ambassador, if you're passionate about a country, if you're passionate about national issues, if you're passionate about being someone who wants to learn more about how to represent yourself in the global space, learn more about diplomacy, learn more about how you could be a representative for our country in this level, this may be the program for you. You also probably need some background and some writing skills and public speaking. Now, if you are not the best, that is fine. We are here to help and train you. It is about the dedication and the passion that you bring. This is a training ground. I don't expect everyone to come in here 100% perfect, but once you are willing to learn and willing to take guidance and willing to, receive, then we are here to support you in the effort. So the application deadline is March 31st. So I would encourage all young persons, if you are interested, get on My Gateway or have someone help you get on My Gateway and find your way towards the application.
Now, I believe that the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, in addition to having the window open for applications, they actually publish everything that they do online. Like, I want to, y'all, I just be reading so much about this group of young people on everything. I don't know how they're like the top of my feed. I feel like they're on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I don't know what else they're on, but how could people find y'all so that they can learn more about what y'all are doing and maybe see what y'all are doing to see if it aligns with something they may wish to do.
So we are on Instagram. Our Instagram page is the National Youth Ambassadors Corps or at NYAC242. And we are also on LinkedIn. I believe the page is the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. And most things that we do publish also is published on the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Cultures page. And so just to plug, we have a youth economy essay competition currently going on right now. And so, for those of you who are interested in economics, What the economy of the Bahamas can look like in your eyes. This is the perfect opportunity to write about it and present about it and see what comes of your idea. But also, just to add to what Ms. Hasty and Joshua has said, I think it all boils down to having a heart of service when we think about the programs that the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture offers. I think that they are really working hard for young people and making sure that young people have access to opportunities. And I think you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to have it all together, but just be willing to learn and be willing to serve, and you'll get along just fine.
I like that. Joshua, you look like you had something to add to that. What advice would you give to young folks wanting to apply or thinking if they should apply?
I would encourage anyone to apply. Once you have that little inkling that you should apply, apply. But in applying, I would not say you try to sell yourself so much, but as to highlight the things that you are doing in society already, highlight the things that you see that may be concerning and you may have a possible solution for, and highlight the avenues of advocacy that you are already engaging in.
Sounds like solid advice. And we love the fact that this program does not exist for persons who are at the top of their game already. This is for, it's a training ground, it's a building ground, it's a supportive environment to try become the best version of yourself as you seek to serve your Bahama land. Because at the end of the day, we want to see the Bahamas do well. And this is one of those programs that helps you to do that. And shameless plug, I'm also a former National Youth Ambassador. So I love the fact that these young people are continuing to represent this country well, not only here in the Bahamas, but also outside of the country. Now, Ms. Hasty, just one more time for our listeners, how can they find this application? When is the deadline? The age range?
So once again, the application can be found on the My Gateway portal. So you can definitely hit us up at Division of Youth 242 on Facebook. You will definitely see our flyer along with the link. Like I said before, if you are under the age of 18, an adult will need to create an account for you or log in order for you to get access to the application. Age is 16 to 29. You must be a Bahamian youth. And just be willing to learn, have a heart of service, like Joshua said, and be willing to dedicate yourself to the process. Also, going back to the essay competition, it is for senior high school students, grades 10, 11, and 12. There is cash prizes for first, second, and third place. $500, $300, and $200. So if you're looking to get some little extra cash and you want to share your views on the economy in the country, definitely sign up.
Love that. You know, we like things. We like things. I love that. We'll try to share those details for the essay competition. I believe we've also extended an invitation to Youth Ambassador Liam Miller to come on the show to tell us a little bit more about that particular essay competition. Now, as we wind down this part, and ladies and gentlemen, y'all know I got more guests, so we're just going to, y'all don't leave me. Not just yet. We're just going to have one last set of words from these guests, and then we'll take a break. But y'all don't leave me. We got some other fine folks coming on, Rotarians, Rotaractors, as well as the Healthy Coalition of the Bahamas. They have some activities coming up that they want to share with you. But I just wanted to ask Amber and Joshua, what would you say has been the most powerful lesson that y'all have learned while being youth ambassadors?
I think the most powerful lesson that I would have learned is the reality that when you're representing your country, you have to be mindful that self is not the status quo. Everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you, everywhere that you go, it is the Bahamas and not you. It is not Joshua. It is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Because I am simply a representative of my nation.
And that sounded like that was drilled into in a lesson. And Amber?
I think the biggest takeaway that I've had from this entire experience being a National Youth Ambassador is yes to it's the Bahamas first and it's country first always. But for me, it's also making sure that I'm more cognizant of when I speak and when I act in various rooms that I carry the voices of those who are not afforded the opportunity to be in those rooms. This program has allowed me to see the chambers of the United Nations. And when I sit in those chambers, I remember that, yes, when I give my intervention, I'm, yes, speaking on behalf of the Bahamas, but I'm also speaking on behalf of that individual in Inagua, that individual in Cat Island, that young person in being in Grantstown who may not see these chambers, and making sure that I'm making sure that their voices are echoed and are carried in those rooms at all times.
I love that. And that's such a sweet note to end our segment of in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thankful to have had the presence of Her Excellency Amber Turner, Dean of the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, and His Excellency Joshua Cartwright, Ambassador at Large and within the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, and the lady behind the scenes making sure all these young people get what they need and supporting them and coordinating. And she's responsible for the new intake of applications for the National Youth Ambassadors Corps program, Ms. Lauren Hasty. Don't forget that those deadlines are coming up. You have the opportunity to apply. Again, this is the National Youth Ambassadors Corps program. That deadline is the 31st of March. You'll submit that over my gateway, and it's for our young people ages 16 to 29. So check them out. It's a fabulous program, and you've heard it from the mouths of the sitting ambassadors how great of a program it is. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all stay tuned. This is DeAndra Carter with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Thank you so much for staying with me. And if you're just joining us, we would have just had the National Youth Ambassadors Corps with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture on the show telling us about their program. So you can apply, you or your young person, being between the ages of 16 to 29, to become a National Youth Ambassador. The deadline is coming up soon, so you want to make sure that you apply for that opportunity. Check them out on all of their pages. Joining me now, and I did tell you all that we were going to have a full show today, joining me now is a representative of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau. Now, I know y'all always asking me, what is Rotary? What is Rotaract? What does service above self mean? And I always telling y'all, but I have somebody else who's going to tell our audience today, what is Rotary? So you hear it from yet another person, but this person is a part of Rotaract, which is another arm of Rotary, and there we are different. So he's going to say what it's all about. Joining me is Brendley Young, the vice president of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau. Brendley, happy to have you on the Happy Hour.
Happy to be here, DeAndre. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, everybody. Like you say, I am the vice president of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau. And the Rotaract Club, all Rotaract clubs, we're just the younger arm of Rotary. So Rotaract, our members are normally between the ages of 18 to 35. However, we still are based around community service. And like you said, service above self. We believe wholeheartedly in that. And we believe that one way, a big way that we can better ourselves is by bettering our communities and the environment around us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, for the listening audience, how long has your club been around?
Our club has been around since 2007.
Oh, that's quite some time. And how many persons do you have in your club?
So our club, we have around 30, 35 members.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you said the younger arm of Rotary. Are we talking high school students, college students, professionals? Who are the membership of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, we're just one arm of Rotary. So there is another club for high school students, but we are mostly for, like I said, young professionals and college students. So anyone from the ages of 18 to 35 can be a part of Rotaract. And those who don't fall in that age, you could be a friend of Rotaract, where you can still participate in our events and still be able to give back in a meaningful way.
And speaking about giving back in a meaningful way, why did you decide to join Rotaract?
Yeah, so I decided to join Rotaract because I was always a person who believed in giving back, and I wanted my giving to be more impactful. So you could do a lot by yourself, but you could do a lot more with others. And the Rotaract clubs, and particularly the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, does a lot of amazing work, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Excellent. And of course, you can't come on the show and not say who your Rotary Club, who you're affiliated with, because they're going to be listening.
Yes. So our Rotary Club, our sponsor club is the Rotary Club of East Nassau. I think you are very familiar with that club, right, DeAndra?
I am indeed. Some of my Rotary mentors are past presidents and current members of your Rotary Club of East Nassau. So shout
Yes.
out to past president Corinne LaVille, as
Yes, yes. The
well
best advisor, may I
as
add?
she is indeed. She's always talking about the good stuff that her
Yes.
Rotaractors do. So shout out. And it shows the importance of mentorship,
Yes.
bridging that gap between the older Rotarians, the younger Rotaractors, and then ensuring that that bridge exists so that when you're done with Rotaract, you just seamlessly go into Rotary.
Yeah, and it's so important, Corinne, particularly at being our advisor, she has taught us so much, and just about why we do things. A lot of times that can get lost with different generations. But she is able to just bring that back and let us know, hey, this is why we do things, where everything we do has to have a purpose, and it has to be impactful. Who are we helping? Stuff like that. So it's really good, like you said, to have that that bridge.
Excellent, excellent. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to hear and appreciate this is a young Bahamian man talking about the importance of volunteering and service within our community. We all know that this show is designed specifically to highlight individuals and groups doing positive things. And yet we hear so much about negative stuff in society, but here we have positive example of goodness in our community. So we just want to say congratulations to Vice President
Thanks.
Brenly Young for all that
Thank you.
he's doing to inspire younger men that this is a way to go. So before we get into the big event that y'all are having, what would you
Yes.
say to young men wanting to try to do better in their community? Where should they start?
Just start, get involved in any way that you can. Maybe it could just be reaching out to another young guy. Maybe it is cleaning up around your community. But just start, do something positive, do something impactful. And if you don't know where to start, then you could come to a Rotaract meeting. So we meet every second and fourth Monday at Latitudes, on the balcony. So you could come there, you could reach out to us, or you could go to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram and find ways to connect with us so that you could be a part of something impactful.
Excellent, excellent. Now, speaking about something impactful and wanting to get involved, I believe the Rotaract Club of East Nassau is having a pretty big event that's coming up. It's the 14th edition of it. That means y'all have been doing this for almost 2 decades at this point.
Yes.
And I when I hear that, like young people have stuck with this particular event for over 10 years, almost 20. That's amazing. But tell us a little bit more. What exactly is happening on Friday, the 6th of March?
Okay, so on Friday, the 6th of March, the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, we're hosting our annual entrepreneurship panel. And like you said, this is our flagship event every single year. We now have this event. And this event is there to inspire the entrepreneurs of today, the young entrepreneurs of today and of tomorrow, by exposing them and introducing them to different speakers who have been through this before, who have already walked that very tough road of entrepreneurship, and who can share some challenges and some success stories and help us navigate through this tough time, through this tough journey of being an entrepreneur. We hear a lot of how challenging it is. So now we can actually hear from successful persons who've done it, and who is able to inspire the younger generation.
Amazing. And I believe the theme is dream, dare, dream.
Yes.
Why did y'all choose that?
Because it all starts with a dream, you know. Everybody can remember that dream that they have. That for some persons it probably died, but for a lot of persons it's still with them. That dream to go out on your own and to start your business, once planned, of course. And then you just have the dare. So the dare part is just building up the courage, building up the strength to say, I'm going to now make this plan. You know, I'm going to take this leap of faith on myself, and then to do. That's where the action is, and that's where it's really important, because a lot of dreams can die in that dreaming stage, in that daring stage, but you actually have to do. And with this event this year, we have a lot of doers. I think that is really important so that people can see that sometimes you don't have to know it all. You know, a lot of times these persons didn't know it all, but they did it. And it's just taking that first step.
Excellent, excellent. Before we get into I feel like it's a celebrity packed successful example of your panelists of persons who've done great things inside the business world. But just again, this is happening on Friday, the 6th of March at 6 o'clock, I believe it is. Where is it happening?
Yes. So this is going to be at on 6 o'clock or at the Access Co-working Suites in the One West Plaza.
All right, and I believe there's a $20 entry fee, right?
Yeah, so there's a $20 entry fee, and the tick you can purchase tickets on Bahamas e-tickets, or you would be able to purchase tickets at the door.
Okay, and I believe that all of the proceeds go to help you all do your community service projects.
Yes, so exactly. So just going back to the theme of Rotary, you know, everything that we do is for the betterment of the community. So every fun all funds that we raise goes right back into the community, making the community better.
Excellent. Now let's talk about this panel that y'all have because I think I counted six persons y'all gonna have come and talk to folks, and some of those have some pretty well-established businesses. So let's get into who will you have speaking to your participants.
Yeah, so speaking to our participants, we're going to have Mr. Kendrick Benavie. He is the CEO of Skypool and Discount AC, one of the largest HVAC contractors and retail stores in the country. Then we have Miss Adriana Fox, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Island Lux. She is also a co-shareholder at Island Lux and also a co-founder of the Fox Group of Companies. Then we have Mr. Ethan Quant, who is the founder of Lifestyles Digital Media Group and a number of other businesses, who's also doing really well. We also have Mr. Nin Fernanda, who is the founder of Prosper Investment Platform, which is a very, very interesting platform, because, you know, now a lot of persons are now getting into investments, and to see such a young person being in the forefront of that is pretty amazing. We also have Miss Dana Nesbitt, who is the CEO of Exotic Tresses Virgin Hair, which is another very, very amazing business doing a lot of great work in our field. And then we also have a Rotarian. So we have the president-elect of the Rotary Club of Old Fort, Miss LaShanta Smith, who is an HR partner at Pineapple Business Consultancy. So yeah, so like you said, we do have a very, very impactful panel, and it's all going to be hosted by Mr. Devontae Hanna, who is a journalist with Eyewitness News.
Listen, that sounds like a lot that's happening. Tell us, how does the evening look exactly? Are they all going to be on the stage together, or are we going to hear from them separately?
Yeah, so they're all going to be on the stage together. They're going to feel out questions, and I feel like it's a great time because a lot of persons, they may go through the same challenges, and but they have different ways that they overcame them. So it's a good way for them to even get involved in conversation. And then who knows, we may even find new ideas, and new businesses can blossom, so that some of our guests can get involved with. Yeah, so that's how the evening is going to go with the panel. But there's also going to be two networking sessions. So there's going to be a networking session at the beginning and at the ending of the event. So another theme of Rotary, we are very, very big on networking, getting to know the people around you, the people in your field, the people you live amongst. So that's something that we wanted to focus on a lot this year as well.
No, that's great. It sounds like the evening y'all had that plan to a T. I gotta ask, do I gotta come dressed up in a suit?
You don't have to come dress up in a suit. So what we are encouraging, if you are an entrepreneur already, advertise your business, wrap your business. So you could come there in a shirt with your business logo or whatever it is that you would wear for work. Because that's the best way to get yourself out there. You are your own brand, and at the early stages of businesses, you are synonymous with the business. So I would tell all entrepreneurs, wrap your business. And everybody else, you can come and dress casually, business casual for the event. It's no stress coming to the event. We want all to be welcome.
Excellent. So I think y'all gonna have raffles going on too. That means I could win things, but I could win.
Yes, so there's a lot of great prizes that you can win, but the main prize is going to be a cruise. So
Cruise.
for $25, you could win a cruise. I don't know where else you could find that, but that is our main prize. So once you purchase a ticket, you automatically get a raffle ticket.
Okay.
Allows you to win any one of our other great prizes, from gas vouchers to Bahamas Power and Light gift certificates. We also have gift certificates to Beat Studios. We have gift certificates to Quality Home Center, and to Sapodilla Restaurant, and so on. But like I said, the major one is the 6 to 8 night cruise, Royal Caribbean cruise for two. And that is going for $25 per ticket.
That's what that means. Hello, mate. I need to bring cash. Oh, God, because I could use a cruise.
Yes.
So y'all will be accepting cash and card?
Yes, we will be.
Okay, wonderful. So y'all got Wi-Fi to make sure that that card machine working, because I need
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. And access to co-working suites there. It's a really nice building. And it's also a really great place to host this event, because it's a place for entrepreneurs and persons with businesses. So they have it all. So we won't be down at all.
Excellent, excellent. So remind us again the name of the event, where is it, when is it happening, where is it happening, how much does it cost? And then I have a couple more questions for you.
Okay, yeah. So the event is the entrepreneurship panel, our 14th annual entrepreneurship panel under the theme Dream Dare Do. It's going to be at 6 p.m. this coming Friday, March 6th, at the Access Co-working Suites. The ticket price is $20. You could purchase your tickets on Bahamas eTickets, or you can also purchase tickets at the door.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I want to know, and this is just out of curiosity, what question would you ask the panel?
I would ask them why. Because a lot of these persons were persons who had jobs, and some of them did really well in their field. So why? What was that moment that made you say, "Hey, I'm going to take that leap of faith and I'm going to step out on my own"? Some persons did it while they had kids, and a lot of other responsibilities. So it was a really bold move to do. So the why behind things is a lot, and I think that it's gonna be one of a it's a great motivator, motivation once they answer, because a lot of other persons are struggling with their own challenges, and they're trying to overcome their why. So hearing other persons how they overcame it, I think would be a great question, at least for me, to get a response to.
Excellent, excellent. That sounds lovely. Definitely sound like you have your list of questions ready to go. And it sounds like folks need to come with their list of questions ready to go. Again, for panelists, there are six of them. And I'm also very pleased with the gender balance. We have three women and three men, led by Devonte. So I love that. And so you have Ken Benaby, who's the CEO at SkyPole Air Conditioning and AC Discount Supplies. You have Adriana Fox, who is the co-founder of the Fox Group of Companies, the COO and shareholder of Island Luck, as well as a philanthropist with the Fox Foundation. Ethan Quant, and shout out to him and his team at Lifestyles Digital Media Group. They do such great work with the Bahamas Red Cross. So I cannot let that go, as somebody with the Red Cross, to say thank you so much to Lifestyles for all that they do, with that. And then you have Nin Fernander, who is the founder of Prosper Investment Platform, Dana Nesbitt. She's the CEO of Exotic Tresses Virgin Hair. And then president-elect of the Rotary Club of Old Fort, LaShanta Smith, who is the HR partner at Pineapple Business Consultancy, all hosted by one Devontae Hanna. This is going to be incredible. And just cheers to your Rotaract Club of East Nassau for putting this on, and for the 14th time. How many
Yes.
have you attended?
So I've attended since I've been a part of Rotaract. So I've been a part of Rotaract for 2 years now. So I've attended all since I've been a part.
Excellent, excellent. And so one more thing, what would you tell folks that are listening in? And also, we didn't even add, are you looking for a particular demographic, or it doesn't matter the age of the person? Because I don't know, do we want younger folks, older folks, or it just doesn't matter? We want all the folks.
All we want, all the folks, everyone, anyone who has that, entrepreneurial spirit, who believes that they can benefit from being in this room, we want you to come out and share this experience with us.
Great, great, wonderful. So one more time, so that they hear from the vice president of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, what's happening on the 6th of March?
Yeah, so on the 6th of March again, we're having our 14th annual entrepreneurship panel under the theme Dream, Dare, Do. We're going to have six dynamic speakers hosted by Mr. Devontae Hanna. The tickets are going to be for $20, and you can purchase your tickets online at Bahamas eTickets, or you can pay cash or card at the door. So that's going to be this coming Friday, March 6th, 6 p.m. at Access Co-Working Suites in the One West Plaza.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Brendley Young, the vice president of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, who is telling us all about their event happening on Friday. Mark your calendars, check their socials. And of course, Brendley, before we end, how could people get in touch with your Rotaract Club? How could people support you? What are upcoming projects? Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so you can get in touch with us on social media on Facebook and Instagram through the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, or you can attend one of our amazing meetings. We have meetings the second and the fourth Monday each month, and we meet at Latitudes at 6:30 p.m.
Excellent, wonderful. Thank you so much, Vice President Brendley Young of the Rotaract Club of East Nassau, for coming on to tell us all about Rotaract, all about what your club has been doing, and about this exciting event that's happening on Friday. We truly appreciate it. Y'all don't leave me. We have a few more messages after this break. This is the Andrew Cartwright with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Welcome back to the Happy Hour with the Andrew Cartwright here on Guardian Radio. Y'all, it's my fault. I thought that we would have more time to go over some of the upcoming events, as well as to maybe throw out a little bit more about our self-trust challenge for February. But time has run away from me this episode. So we're going to get back into it in the next episode of the Happy Hour. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning into the show today, and for always giving yourself a chance for positivity by listening to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio. This is Deandra. I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay safe.